So we need to know what the will of God is, right? What's the will of God? Easy way to remember it. Go to Ephesians. I'm going to stay on, just hit this time thing just a little bit and I'll be done. It's just 9 already. This is wise. And I'm just going to read here from Ephesians 5. Every bit of Ephesians is incredible, so I would just encourage you. It's just incredible. Everything. The whole book is just the whole Bible, but Ephesians is a beautiful book. Ephesians 5:8, I'm just going to read. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of the light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord. It wants us to find out. Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. For it is the shameful thing even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret. But all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light. For whatever makes manifest is light. Truth exposes darkness. So if you constantly walk in truth, you will expose darkness no matter where you go. When you speak to people that are mixed up, that have mixed feelings on something, if you use God's word, the Holy Spirit will wrap himself around the word and make that a reality. He'll actually drive it deep into the heart of man, the reality and truth of the matter. And God's word is alive and active. It judges the thoughts and attitudes. It takes the thoughts and intents of the heart and makes them line up to what God says.